am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
I know there's some people scratching their heads saying, what? Thursday morning, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener? Well, we were on location yesterday at the Saskatchewan Oil and Gas Show, so we decided it's tough doing SSRL when you're on location. There's lots going on, lots of distractions, and so we decided, you know what, let's simplify it. Let's just bump it to Thursday. So it's a rare Thursday edition of Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, but the rules are the same. Nothing changes. All you need to do is be the first caller at 1-877-332-8255 with the right answer, and you win. And given the fact that it's moved from a Wednesday to a Thursday for this week, next week it's back to normal, it might change the demographics of who calls in, because some people who carve out the time on a Wednesday maybe aren't able to today on this Thursday, and so maybe we get a first-time winner, a first-time caller today. Could be you. Could be your opportunity. Again, the number 1-877-332-8255. And what's up for grabs? Bragging rights? Absolutely. And thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel, they have created the limited edition Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener T-shirt. Custom fit for you. Meaning we ask what size you are and get you a T-shirt in that size. Custom fit for you, Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener T-shirt. By the way, last week's winner, Brent Shepherd, is joining us by phone. Brent, thanks so much for taking the call today.
Yeah, good morning.
So you probably haven't got your T-shirt yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, it'll be there. It's in the mail, and when you get it, you wear it with pride because you, if I remember correctly, you're a first time winner, right?
Yep.
That's good. Well, we're glad to have you as a winner. How's the week been?
Oh, pretty good. I've been recited to that I am so smart. SMRT.
People singing that to you.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm SMRT.
Well, it's good. You knew last week's question was, I thought it was a tricky one. This happens 270,000 times an hour. What is it? Yeah. You knew the answer. What was it?
How many? McDonald's sells hamburgers.
McDonald's sells that many hamburgers in an hour. It's crazy. Like 75 burgers a second or something like that. It's worldwide, of course.
How many cows that equals.
Someone else texted that in, actually. Wonder how many cattle are involved in that equation. So, with that said, you have one more responsibility before we hand the crown on, and that is to ask today's question. And I know you've got it, so...
All right.
Brent Shepherd from Grand Coulee, Saskatchewan. Let's hear today's question.
This common item can survive longer than most civilizations.
This common item can survive longer than most civilizations.
Right.
All right. You've given us a good one today. Brent, thanks for being such a great winner.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Brent Shepherd, last week's winner. Who will be this week's winner? 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. This common item can survive longer than most civilizations. So it can survive a long time. What are we, common item? What are we talking about? Phone lines are open. Text lines? Yeah, you can't win on the text line, but feel free to play along if you're not able to call in. Let's start with Sean in Hudson Bay. Have you got my answer, Sean?
Well, I'm going to go with a Twinkie.
A Twinkie. I love that answer. No, it's not a Twinkie, but gosh, wouldn't that be a good experiment to try? That's a funny answer, actually. The question, this common item can survive longer than most civilizations. Twinkie is not right. It's a good guess, though. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to James, who is on the road. James, do you know the answer?
Hello, Evan. Honey.
Honey is correct. Oh, my gosh. Caller number two. James, how did you do it?
I don't know. It just came to me.
Well, honey,
I love honey, and it just came.
Well, honey is, as long as it's stored and sealed properly, it can last an eternity. They actually, it's got, I mean, there is some science behind it. The combination of honey's low water content, high acidity, antibacterial properties keep it from spoiling. But National Geographic has reported that jars of honey have been found in ancient Egyptian tombs that are preserved and still 100% safe to eat. So honey, which is a contrast from Twinkie, which was guest number one. I like that. James, you're on the road. Where are you from?
Well, I live in Saskatoon, but I was just out at the farm by Alticane, which is a little bit by Hafford, and I'm on my way to the Battlefords right now.
Oh, okay. I know the Hafford area quite well. Are you a farmer? Is that what you do?
I'm a registered massage therapist in Saskatoon, but I still got the farm out there, and I grow a garden out there, and now I'm heading off to the Battlefords to visit my girlfriend and my parents.
Jeez, busy day. Are you a grain farmer?
I let the professionals, a.k.a. my renter, take care of that. He just rents the
crops are seeded, though, in that area, James?
Yeah, about 10 days ago, my renter put the canola in, so
yeah.
I was very grateful of that.
Good stuff. That's awesome. Well, James, I am proud. Have you won this competition before?
I think this is my sixth time now.
Oh, boy. You are, you've got a collection of T-shirts hanging in the closet.
I got one from Gormley and one from you.
Well, that's good, James.
And two other prizes from
Well, I was going to say it hasn't always been a T-shirt. That's right. But, well, James, what's your last name, by the way, my friend?
Kahoot. K-O-H-U-T.
Kahoot. Okay. Good stuff. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I'm going to get you to hang on the line because we need to get some more information from you so we can send you your, as I said, custom-made T-shirt, custom-fit T-shirt. That is a question, by the way, I won't ask you on air if your T-shirts are all the same size. Because I couldn't say yes if it was me from year to year. So I never asked my guests that. But, James, congrats on knowing today's answer and being today's winner. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm grateful for your time.
Good to have you. Okay, we'll pop you on hold. Frank's going to chat with you off air. But James knew the answer. Two guesses in. Obviously, it was a little too easy today, maybe. Or we just happened to get the second caller who happened to know the little piece of information through the question. This common item can survive longer than most civilizations. Honey. Honey was the answer. Not Twinkie, which was the first guess we got, but honey. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? Normally we're taking guesses this whole half hour, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We have lots that we can talk about. We will be back momentarily here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.